بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، إن حديث نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that if you wish to enter into Jannah peacefully, then you should love one another, have mutual muhabbat and love. And just to create mutual muhabbat and love, understanding, there's a thing called also a ghil. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Among the du'as in Quran Sharif, Allah, do not create a ghil in our hearts. Do not create a ghil for those that have iman. Ulama explain ghil refers to that type of dislike for someone which you just have naturally. Sometimes we say, I don't click with that person. I just don't agree with him. He says A, I said Z. I say Z, he says A. So we just don't click. We have that ghil. In Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove this ghil, this natural just dislike, whether amongst men, amongst women. So to create that mutual love and muhabbat, sometimes something happens in life. Someone said something, someone did something, and then you come to terms with it, better I keep muhabbat from far. But the Thani Rahmatullah Ali says also, sometimes it happens in families, amongst friends, a partnership, business, that something transpired. So he says, in that case, you don't have to get close, keep muhabbat from far. But don't break ties. Don't break ties. For a person to break ties, more than 3 days, doesn't make salam, although he sees the person, then this fear, a person might lose his iman also. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam said more or less that for more than 3 days a person breaks ties. So he says, keep muhabbat from far. Salam, kalam, from distance. How are you keeping? How's everyone? Alhamdulillah. You kept ties. You don't have to have that, what we say, that dilli muhabbat, that type of heartly love, muhabbat. We lost it, but we can keep ties still as Muslim brothers. We can agree to disagree, but we can agree to be Muslim brothers and have that muhabbat. But sometimes these things do happen. So how to create that muhabbat and love? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said in the Hadith Sharif, you will not enter into Jannah until you have this muhabbat, mutual love. So sometimes these things transpire in life. So how to create that muhabbat in someone who hurt you or you hurt? So ulama explained, do four things and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn hearts. Who can be hurt more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, before that, Battle of Uhud, 50 archers, 70 archers. We can imagine now, just in our area, Uberport area, 70 mayyits that are coming out from 70 homes, lined up in the masjid, and every person's tongue, there's one name only, he's the murderer. Someone orphan, someone widow, someone lost a child, breadwinner. Who can be hurt more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And amongst them also, the Hamza radiallahu anhu, the lion of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam performs his janazah over and over again, almost 70 times. Out of the love of Hamza radiallahu anhu, who can be more hurt than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Bi'ir ma'una, they also, more than 40, 50 qurra, ulama, among sahaba ikram, martyred, they also. Again hurt. So how to create this muhabbat and love? So they say, the person, man bada bi salam fa bari'un min al kibr. Make salam first to that person. The person who you just don't agree with, make salam first to that person. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, the person who initiates the salam, person who makes salam first, he is free from pride. What it means effectively, he will be safe from the fire of Jahannam. Person has pride will not smell the fragrance of Jannat. Person who will make salam first will rid himself of pride. There's no ego. I make salam first. What is it? What is it? Just making salam. As-salam. Proper salam also. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're making dua for your Muslim brother or sister. May you be in the salamat and peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is safety? You're making dua for them. Other meaning of salam, may Allah be with you who is as-salam. May you be safe. Third meaning of salam, that by making salam with you, it means Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, a Muslim is that person from whom other Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hands. I'm making salam with you, it means effectively you are safe as long as we are together. I will not harm you. I will not make you a ghibat. I won't slander you. I won't hurt your feelings. And my hands also you are safe. Rather, I will feed you. I will send you hadiyas and gifts. This is a Muslim who can be hurt more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But then when Khalid comes, radiyallahu anhu, to Madinah Munawwara, Wahshi, who took the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's uncle, when you all are coming to Madinah Munawwara, the city of welcome. You are welcome, Khalid. You are welcome, Wahshi. Although the heart is sore and paining. That is why ulama emphasize, read the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam if you are hurt. If you are in depression, you're going through some problem, read the seerat and you will find whatever you are going through, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam already went through it. Already went, whether it is depression, whether it is gham, fikr, concern for the ummah, hurt also, physically, emotionally, mentally, financially. Both daughters also divorced and back home. Then they go to Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anha's husband and tell him also that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we try to hurt him physically. Doesn't work, na'uzu billah. So to say, is that desisting him from continuing his effort? So we've hurt him physically, financially, boycott for 3 years, nothing to do with him and his family. Now hurt him emotionally. We've already sent our daughter-in-laws back home, the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now sent back Zainab also, hurt him. So 3 daughters back home. But my love for Zainab, I can't divorce her. But all that Nabi Ali Salatu Salam went through. But then to when they came to Madinah Munawwara, he welcomed them. Every one of them was welcome. Your iman is more important than my feelings. Your jannat more important than my feelings. So coming back, how to create this muhabbat? Ulama say, make salam first. Make salam first, it will rid you of that pride and ego. So make the salam, may Allah be with you. May Allah's safety be with you. May Allah's protection be with you. You are safe. On my hands and my tongue. Second thing ulama say, what we should do to that person who has hurt us and we can't overcome it, is easy but difficult also. But logically think about it, rationally. Yes, I can do it. Rid the heart of this feeling within me. Make salam first. Tahaddaw tahabbu. Exchange gifts. Send your hadiyah. But the best, the sunnat tariqah, sunnat way, ulama teach us, give the hadiyah, give that person a gift with your own hand. So it breaks the pride, and it breaks that person's heart also. I've hurt him, but he's still sending a hadiyah for me. Whether it's Eid, some hadiyah at that time, or on the day of Jumu'ah, some hadiyah at that time. But we are taught also, give it with the hand, with your own hand is better. Now and then, yes, you may send it with some driver, courier service. But the best is with the hand, the person receives it, there's some amount of eye contact. Some muhabbat is created. That you give me some hadiyah. Something happened in the family. Send a parcel, whatever it may be. This will break. It will break that ill feeling. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this also. Tahaddo. Exchange gifts. Tahabbu. It will create muhabbat and mutual love. Whether in families also. We have a relations, in-law relations sometime. It becomes estranged. So exchange the gifts in the great muhabbat. Third thing ulama say, make dua for that person who hurt you in their absence. Make dua for that person. Take their name in your dua. Although the heart is hurting, the person hurt you, but now you are rising above your emotional feelings and you worry that about that person's jannat, about his dunya, about his family. Imagine now that Allah Ta'ala will give that person making dua. Whatever dua you are making, Allah will give you double in return. Whatever dua you are making for your Muslim brother by name, Allah appoints an angel, may Allah give you similar to that, if not better. So make dua for that person by name, no matter how much you are hurting. And the fourth amal ulama say, is that one is making salam, exchanging hadiyas, and then making dua, and speak good about that person in the absence, which is very difficult. The person hurt me. Now the ghibat will start. What is true, I'll tell him in his face also. It's still ghibat. To mention anything about your Muslim brother or sister in their absence, that will cause hurt to their heart. And he said, truth also is regarded as backbiting. It's true about him or her, it's still backbiting. The person has to hear, and then the person will say, I'll tell him on his face. You see, that's even worse. Now you're hurting his heart directly. Or you tell the person also, make maaf, we made your ghibat, make maaf. He says, now that's worse than making the ghibat, in the sense that now you're telling him that I backbited about you, and please make me maaf. What did you say? He said, what you should do, you backbited the person. Then, read Surah Ikhlas 3 times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, and send the reward to the soul of that person. Qiyamah's day, the file will be opened, you spoke ill about me, I want the reward. Then you'll find the other section also. You send for me a reward also, إِسَالَ السَّوَابِ. Although a person is living, you can send it. Speak good about the person in their absence. Speak good about it, somebody will start the topic. And it happens. That first a person look for a fault in someone, then he'll spy on him. Look at his habits, look at her ways. Then from that, ghibat will start. You'll tell someone, you saw it. Say, yeah, I saw it. What do you think about this person? Then you have somebody, one person with you, second, third, now you've got a forum. That we all agree on the shortcomings of this person, ghibat starts. So speaking good now, the same forum starts again, but he has a good quality also. He's generous. He reads his salah, he does this, he does that. We have so many faults ourselves. So start speaking good about that person. Ulama say, by doing these 4 things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create that muhabbat and understanding. And we find in the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those that hurt him the most, thereafter they say, O Nabi ke ghulam ban gaye. They became the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether Khalid came, Wahshi came, O Nabi of Allah, you are the bow, we are the arrow, so to say. You fire us, we are ready to move in the path of Allah, never to return again. Give our life for you, for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ulama say, this is the promise of Allah also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those that hurt me the most, I will do these 4 things. The time will come when their hearts will turn around. They will be the ones to be there for me whenever I need anything. Allah ta'ala give us sufficient understanding. Subhanakallah.